It's Sunday Morning Jazz here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers, and we are so pleased and proud and honored to have trumpeter Dave Douglas and piano player Uri Kane live in Studio 1A. They were in town on Friday night for a concert called Divine Spark, where they were joined by Don Byron and his new gospel quintet. And even though we're recording this beforehand, we'll assume that that concert went pretty well. So they were playing music from an album that came out in 2014 called Present Joys. And Dave, you want to talk just a little bit about the album?
Well, thanks so much for having us in. It's great to be here. Happy Sunday morning, people of the future. It's fantastic to be in Austin and to be here with Uri Kane. This music that we're playing on the album is, some of it is the traditional music that came out of a tradition called Sacred Harp. It's congregational singing music that we have rearranged and we improvise with it. And then part of the repertoire is original pieces that I wrote for the two of us to play within the same sphere. So to be playing it on a bill with Don Byron's new gospel quintet has been really cool.
So you're doing that Sacred Harp, and Don Byron has been doing African-American tradition gospel spiritual music.
I don't know, actually. The racial thing, it's so complex with spiritual music. I mean, I know that Sacred Harp music has been played and is still sung in all kinds of communities around the country. And we all know how much everybody loves gospel music, and all kinds of musicians play it. So,
okay. Well, can we ask you to do a tune?
Yeah. We just happen to have instruments right here.
Oh, good.
Hold on, I just move my mic in. This is us moving microphones.
Yeah, and this we can edit out too.
Okay.
Dave Douglas and Uri Kane live in Studio 1A here on Sunday Morning Jazz, KUTX 98.9. Thank you. Dave Douglas on trumpet, Uri Cain on piano, live in Studio 1A here on Sunday Morning Jazz, KUTX 98.9. Was that a tune off the album?
That's the title track of the album. It's called Present Joys.
All right. So you, in the last few years, you've included sacred music and folk tunes on Be Still with the Quintet, and also on the latest quintet, you do a beautiful version of Deep River. Can you talk about kind of your interest in folk and spiritual music?
I guess I'm a musician who's always looking for new sources, and I'm trained as a jazz musician, so I'm always looking for a way to improvise and tell a story in the moment. And it takes a number of years to just work with that, live with that. And so things happen in your life, and music comes into your life, and you encounter it and try to do things with it. You mentioned the record Be Still, which was an album that I did with my quintet along with the singer Aoife O'Donovan. And it came about because they were hymns that my mother requested that I play at her memorial service. So it was a very profound reaction to being reintroduced to a number of hymns that I knew from my childhood, but I hadn't played in years, and sort of reexamining them led me back into this traditional sources of American music, not only hymns, but spirituals, and Uri and I playing this sacred harp congregational singing music. I feel like in the improvised context of contemporary American music coming out of jazz, for lack of a better word, that these sources are really powerful and really meaningful for us. And it allows us to inject a real profound emotional feeling into the all the other things that we're interested in also, which is, as you just heard, you know, taking a sacred harp tune and overlaying a sort of modern conception of a 12-bar blues, and then sort of going back and forth through these different windows of activity.
So what does Uri bring to the table in this, with this music?
What we just played, I think, was proof enough of what Uri brings, but why don't we let Uri tell us what he brings?
Uri, what do you bring? What do you bring? Because you have a deep history in classical as well as jazz, and so what is this music? Because this music isn't your tradition.
It's not the tradition I grew up with. Although I have to say that my daughter is part of the sacred. She goes to a group that sings this music, and she took me to one of the meetings where they were singing, and I could see that it's very community oriented. Everybody gets the chance to pick a song that they want to sing that relates to something that happened to them, to their lives. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. Also, it's very lusty singing. They sing very loud. And so it sort of gave me an insight into how to play the music. But as Dave said, I think that as improvising musicians, we're always looking for texts that we can take and then somehow transform or amplify through improvisation. And so that includes gospel music and folk music and standards and pieces that we write. It's a sort of a wide palette that you can bring into that. It's just sort of a way of working with music and having music be about music.
Uri Cain here playing piano, Dave Douglas on trumpet this morning. So the two of you have been playing together, boy, about 30 years, going back to playing with Don Byron's group, actually, on the Mickey Katz album around that time. And then, of course, Uri was in Dave's first quintet, which came and played in Austin about a decade ago.
And I actually met Uri before we started working together at a jam session run by the trumpeter Jerry Gonzalez.
Oh.
It was probably 1984 at the Trash Bar in Greenwich Village. And Uri was playing some kind of synthesizer. And it was just a very, very funny moment. And then when we reconnected later and pieced together, that was the first time we actually played. Kind of funny.
Right. So you play in various different groups. Of course, you have the quintet. The last time we saw you here in Austin, you were with Joe Lovano for the Sound Prince project. And also you have an electric group and a chamber music group as well.
Yeah, I know there's a loaded question in there somewhere, Jay. I guess people ask me a lot what's going on, how come you have all these projects. I guess it's a little unusual. It seems normal to me. When I was growing up, there were lots of different kinds of music in my household. So there was classical music and pop music and jazz and Baroque recorder music and Appalachian music, and nobody ever told me which one was the important one. So I just am interested in everything, and I try to arrange my life so I can work on music every day. So then that's what happens. I end up with a lot of different things that I'm writing, and you know what? Uri Caen is the big master of having a million projects going at once. You know, touring with my quintet, and we'll meet in the lobby at 6 a.m. and he's like, well, I was up all night copying parts for my orchestra piece. I'm like, what? So I just feel like in this day and age, musicians are, it's the podcast era. Everybody listens to all different kinds of music and there's no limitations on what you can do. So if I get an invitation to write for this improvising chamber orchestra, which is based in Melbourne, Australia, mm-hmm. It spurs me to think of some new way of writing. I have always been fascinated with Guillaume de Machaut, the music of the early 14th century in France, when they first started using serial techniques and odd rhythmic configurations. So I went back to my Machaut materials and I wrote a piece for this improvising chamber orchestra that had some reference, like a refraction of those ideas. The project that you mentioned with Joe Lovano was a very specific homage to Wayne Shorter. And we got to be around Wayne, and then he wrote some pieces for us that are on the record. And I just feel like those are the opportunities that we're put here on the planet to be a part of and just do the work that we can in the music.
Dave Douglas and Uri Caen are our guests this morning here on Sunday Morning Jazz. Going back to Present Joys, there's a tune on here that features Uri called Old Putt.
Yeah, Old Putt is written. I moved out of Brooklyn about, aging myself, but a little over 10 years ago. And one of the first nights I was living up there, I was sitting on the deck and we hear this train from I don't know how many miles away. It was this train whistle in the distance. And so the whole piece is sort of an homage to the train line, which is called the Old Putt.
Thank you.
Uri Kane at the piano, Dave Douglas on trumpet, whistling his way. And that's a tune called Old Putt, which is from the album Present Joy from both of these musicians. They played in town on Friday night as part of the Divine Spark concert with Don Byron's new gospel quintet. So, Dave, you put out your own music
on Greenleaf. We're just going into our 11th year at Greenleaf Music.
Wow.
And like most things, it's become so much more about the internet over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started it, it was more traditional brick and mortar record label, and now it's so much about what's happening online for musicians.
So you make your music available through the website, and also I know you do podcasts, you do interviews with musicians that are podcasting.
Yeah, it's permitted me to produce this podcast that I try to do one a month, an interview with an interesting musician. But also releasing music, you know, we're making CDs, we're making vinyl LPs, we're distributed around the world, but a lot of the activity does focus around the website, greenleafmusic.com. And, you know, it's permitted me to release music in a lot of different kinds of formats. Some of the things, like just recently I had my working quintet performing for a week at Jazz Standard, a club in New York, and I just decided that we were at this creative peak with four albums worth of music playing it from memory, and so I recorded the whole week and made the whole thing available by download at the website. And so that's an exciting project. Clearly, you know, for me as an artist, but I think also for fans of the music that want to hear what's happening and maybe don't live in New York or don't live in Moscow or Tokyo or wherever the music is happening. I know that this show, the way you're doing it, reaches a lot of people worldwide. And I think that's a new reality that is a wonderful thing for creative music.
So am I right that there's a subscription kind of service?
Talk
about how that works.
We have a subscription model where I produce a certain number of tracks that come out once a month during the year and go to the subscribers, and they can download them and put them together and keep a collection. I just a few days ago did the 2016 subscription series recording. Actually, You're the First to Know publicly. Uh-huh. Hasn't really been announced yet, but I'm announcing it right here today with Jay Trachtenberg.
Well, thank you.
In Austin. So I did a session. I wrote 12 pieces for the 12 months and recorded them in a trio with myself and the guitarist Mark Rebo and the percussionist and drummer Susie Ibarra.
Oh, great.
It's very improvised. And so the first track is going to be up within a week. And for subscribers, it's really... It just feels, I feel closer to the people who listen to my music now than I ever did when I was on a major label, you know?
And I would assume that you went the direction of doing it yourself out of frustration from working with labels.
You know, it's more just that I had been on independent labels for many years, and then I was with RCA for, I guess, 5 years. And then they got bought by Sony. And so I decided, well, either I can outbid Sony, which I didn't have enough money to do that. So, or I can go out and do it myself. And I felt that it was time to do it, to not have to justify each project, to be able to think up some creative new way of releasing the music. And to have other artists like Donnie McCaslin and Rudy Royston and Linda Oh and Ryan Keberly, Matt Ullery, you know, doing great work and helping to be a platform for this music to live and grow.
You know, speaking of Donnie McCaslin, who records for your label, it's his band on David Bowie's new record.
That's right. It's Donnie with Mark Giuliana on drums, Tim LaFave on bass, and Jason Lindner on keyboards.
Yeah, quite an album.
And they've made two records for us.
Right.
And Casting for Gravity was the record, apparently, that David Bowie and Tony Visconti heard. And then sneakily went to the 55 bar to hear the band play live.
Yeah.
And then they ended up producing all the tracks on this new record.
Yeah, we've been playing tracks from that album.
It's great work, and it's, of course, you know, bittersweet for them that they had this incredible experience with such an amazing and influential artist, and they didn't know, you know.
Right.
Nobody knew that this was his farewell.
Yeah. Right. We're here with Dave Douglas and Uri Caine. We've been playing music from the present joys. We got time for one more. Is there just something from some other album or some other thing that you work on that you'd like to play for us?
Whoever's doing the editing, this is the point where we need to have like a private conversation.
Good,
okay.
Good.
I know you're going to put this in the show anyway.
No.
Bethel and Ent.
What was it?
Bethel or Ent to Ent.
Well, Jay, should we do like a boisterous, crazy one, or like another soft, sweet one?
It is Sunday morning, so.
So maybe soft and sweet is.
Yeah. Probably the way. As much as I would like it to get squonky.
All right.
We have
Sunday
some
morning.
Squonk.
Sunday
but you'll
morning.
You'll have to come to the show tomorrow night.
I'll be there.
So. Okay, so we're ready to cut back in here. Should I say 3, 2, 1? Let's see. Whatever.
And you start this one, right? Hold on.
Should I
introduce it? Yeah.
Okay. Jay, thanks so much for having us and for asking us to play again. We're going to play another traditional Sacred Harp piece. And, you know, this is one of the oldest ones that I've seen. Isaac Watts is credited with the words, which means it's back in the old country, somebody's old country, not a lot of people's old country, but it's called Bethel.
Thank you.
Dave Douglas on trumpet, Uri Kane on piano, and the tune, traditional tune, Bethel, which is on their album, Present Joys. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this is Sunday Morning Jazz here on KUTX 98.9, and we've been honored to have Dave Douglas and Uri Kane performing live. Quickly, early in your career, you went on tour with Horace Silver. What was that like?
I did. I was 22 when I got the call. Was I 22 something? 23. And it was one of those classic ones where you think it's your friend playing a trick on you, and it was actually he'd gotten my phone number because I played on an LP called Second Sight with a piano player named John Esposito, and it got into Horace Silver's hands, and he liked what he heard, and he just called me and he said, "Come out to Malibu and we'll rehearse for a week." And there was 3 months of touring. It's easy to say it changed my life, because of course it did.
Yeah.
and there's lessons that I took away from being around Horace that are still with me, that are still things that I think about every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems like your style and your various projects seems just different than what Horace kind of... that real kind of hard bop rootsy tradition that he comes out of.
I don't know. At the root, you know, I mean, I think that roots in music go really deep, and they go beyond the stylistic
mm-hmm.
trends and ways that people play. And I think there was something about just a realness of Horace, and even at that time, I mean, we didn't see eye to eye about everything. I was certainly playing notes that would make him uncomfortable, if that's what you're saying. and he would point them out, and not only would he point them out, but he would point them out with this incredible degree of specificity. Like, he could say, look, here's the chord, and here's the note that you played 20 minutes ago. This is why this is, doesn't work. You uh-huh. see what I'm talking about
yeah.
here? And I'm like, okay, you know, wow. That's a huge lesson.
Schooled, huh?
Yeah, and I think playing music and touring and being a professional musician, you know, it's a tough life. And here was a guy who had fought it out in the trenches mm-hmm. for all that time, yeah. and I was this young person who... I would say so much of what I learned was just about how to be a creative artist and how to play, how to shape a set was a big thing for Horace Silver. We played Song for My Father in every single show, every night. Even if we had four shows, we always played mm-hmm. because he felt like people came here to hear
that
song.
That's what they wanted to hear, sure.
And the most incredible thing about it is that he would play differently on it every time. Even if it was the fourth time that night, he would play different stuff. And I think he, you know, one of these great American artists is just like tapped into something really deep
right.
and able to bring it every
right.
time.
Thanks to Dave Douglas again and Uri Kane. I'd like to thank Cynthia Patterson of Texas Performing Arts for doing what she does to bring jazz to Austin. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And I want to segue into something off of High Risk. Maybe you could pick a track and just maybe talk about the project for people who care. The drummer on this, Mark Juliana, is on the David Bowie album, is the drummer in that group.
He is, and there's another musician who's a new collaborator for me named Shigeto, a guy named Zach Saginaw, who's from Detroit, who went to the New School as a jazz drummer and then sort of left the music and reemerged as a brilliant electronic improvising musician. And you might have heard of Shigeto's music because he records quite successfully for a label called Ghostly International. And he agreed to come in on this. I met him at one of these improvising round robin concerts. Mm-hmm. And we started talking, and he had heard some of my stuff, and I'd heard some of his stuff. And I said, I want to do this highly improvised quartet. So it's just me and Shigeto and a bassist named Jonathan Marin and Mark Juliana on drums. And I wrote some I wrote sketches, and I wanted the session to be as improvised as mm-hmm. possible. So this came out of a single day of us playing live, but months of preparation mm-hmm. and working on the samples and the sound world and what it would be, and then months of post working on what we played that day. But this is one of the first things we played. It's the opening track on the CD. It's called Molten Sunset.
Okay. That's the one that I like, too. So we'll play Molten Sunset. This is from Dave Douglas's album, High Risk. Thanks again, Dave and Uri. This is Sunday Morning Jazz, KUTX 98.9.
You're stepping alive in your jive. Come on down, hand tones.
Great, thank you. That was
thank you, Jay.
That was nice.